At this time, we ask and you to get your Bibles and let us go to the book of Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1. As we see what thus saith the Lord to our hearts today, and there's one thing we know, that God sends his word to help us. So let's have open hearts and mind and say, feed me, Lord, because we want to be in his will. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13. In whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. We thank God for the reading of that 13th verse. And God has placed in my heart to preach this morning from this subject, saints sealed by God. Amen. Saints sealed by God. As we look at that 13th verse, we see in that verse that says, in whom you also trusted, after that you heard the word of truth. There's something about God's word. Yes. There's power in God's word. Yes. And we need the word of God in order to be saved. And we need the word of God after we are saved. Yes. We constantly need God's word. So it says that after they had trusted, in whom you also trusted. We trust in Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Jesus is the Savior of the world.
Yeah.
Jesus is the only one that can help us during our time of need.
Oh, yeah.
And Jesus never fails.
Amen.
So say, when you trusted, after that you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. And all right, so we see in this 13th verse, they heard the word, because that's what we did. The Bible says you should know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. God's word is truth. But also it says you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. The gospel. And this is what needs to be preached today, is the gospel. You know, a lot of times, you don't hear too much of it now, but a lot of times they talk about prosperity and you can lay hands on it, you can do this, but that's not going to save anybody. As the Bible says, what shall it profit a man if he should gain the whole world and lose his soul? What shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Have all the riches, but it's not going to help you getting into heaven. You can't buy your way into heaven. And it's not about how much you've accumulated. We have to hear the truth of the gospel, and we have to repent. So in Romans chapter 1, it tells us about the gospel and what the gospel will do for mankind. Romans chapter 1, the 16th verse, Romans chapter 1, verse 16, Paul said, for I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. It is the power. See, the gospel is what man needs. The gospel is good news.
Amen.
To those of us who are saved, we realize it was good news. The man who's out in sin, many of them have not come to the knowledge of that, but the gospel is what they need. It is, the Bible says, the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. All right, so what does the Bible say? The gospel is for the Jews and it's for everybody else, the Greeks, the Gentiles, everybody else. We need the gospel. Mankind need the gospel. The world need the gospel. And then verse 17 tells us again why we need the gospel. It says, for therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. In the word of God, we find out who God is. We find out the love that God has for mankind. We find out that God did something great and wonderful for us so that those of us who are saved today can claim that we are children of God. We're sitting here in heavenly places. So in the scripture, in the gospel, it tells us about Jesus. And this is what we know, what we need to know. We need to know about God. We need to know what he's done for us. We need to know what he does, what he continues to do for us. Oh, and we need to know that God loved us even when we were his enemies, and God sent his son who died when we were his enemies. Amen. Oh, but then it went on to say that we got to live. The just shall live by faith. Amen. This is a faith way. Amen. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. We live by faith. Oh, yeah. Faith in God. Faith in Jesus, faith in his word, faith in the word of God that is true, and that we need to live by his faith. So as we go back to Ephesians 1 and 13, so it says here that they trusted after they heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. And then it said, in whom also after that ye believe. So we got to believe.
Amen.
Amen. There are a lot of people hear the word of God, but they don't believe it. They don't. It's interesting that they can believe that this world was created by a Big Bang theory, a big explosion that happened up in the universe, and here we have all these wonderful things, but they won't believe the Bible, which we can see that it's true. They don't believe that God created this world, but in the Bible it tells us that God made heaven and earth. It tells us that God put the sun in the sky. And I came in church this morning, it was still shining. Amen. He put the moon. He put the stars there. Amen. He put the birds in the air. Amen. And we have evidence. He said what he did, and we look around, and we have evidence. We can see that it's true. But here, the Big Bang Theory, we don't have any evidence.
Amen.
What I know about an explosion, it doesn't create, it destroys. But God created this world. This is his world, and he's left us proof that God's word is true. So you got to believe. You got to believe what the Bible says. You got to believe that it's God's word. You got to believe in Jesus if you want to be saved. Over in John, the 5th chapter, the 24th verse, Jesus says, verily, verily I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. You got to believe in Jesus. You got to believe the word. See, and the Bible helps us to know, too, that why it's important to hear the word of God, because if you're going to have faith, that's how you get faith. Romans 1:17, let us know faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
Amen.
Amen. You know, you can go and you can talk about Shakespeare and Socrates and all these other great folks in mind, but they can't save you.
Amen.
God gave them abilities to do things, but they need Jesus as well.
Amen.
Everybody born in this world, if you want to meet God in peace, you need Jesus. But you can't teach these other philosophers and great minds. You got to teach Jesus. Jesus is the only Savior. Jesus is the door. Jesus is the way, the Bible. He's the truth. Jesus is the way. Truth. He's the life. Amen. Jesus is our everlasting life. He's the way, the truth, and the life. And we got to believe that. If you want to go to heaven, you got to believe in Jesus. There's no way you're going to heaven if you don't believe in Jesus. And you know, and the devil has gotten some folks say, well, I believe in God, but I don't believe in Jesus. Well, that's because the devil has clouded their mind. The devil had blinded their eyes because if you believe in God, you got to believe in Jesus. Because somebody asked Jesus, show me the Father. He said, when you see me, you see the Father. Amen. And the Bible lets us know, too, that if you want to go to heaven, Jesus is the only one that can get you there.
Amen.
Amen. So the folks who talking about they don't believe in Jesus, oh, we pray for them that God will open their understanding, that God will help them, because if they die without Jesus, there's no hope. Jesus came to this world to open blind eyes, to bring us out of prison, to deliver us, to raise us from being spiritually dead, to give us everlasting life. Oh, and I thank God. So you got to hear the gospel preached. And you go to some places they don't want to hear about, there's a place called hell. But whether you hear it or not, it's there.
Amen.
Amen. And you need to know so that you can get right.
Amen.
Amen. We know that it's not a good place. It's not a place nobody wants to go.
Amen.
Amen. But the drunk man or the dope addict talking, you talk about going to heaven. They want to go to heaven. But let me tell you, if you want to go to heaven, you got to be born again.
Amen.
You got to live right. You can't say you love God and don't do what he says. In his word, he said, why call you me Lord, Lord, and do not the things that I say? There are a lot of people say he's their Lord, but they are not obeying him. You got to obey God. But you got to know what he's done for you. You got to know that how much he loved you. And the only way you're going to know that is you got to get in the Word.
Yeah.
The Bible said, you shall know the truth,
yeah,
and the truth shall make you free. See, we come here in captivity. We come here bound, wrapped in sin.
Yeah.
But I thank God there's one who has power to break the yoke of bondage.
Yeah.
There's one who has power to deliver us.
Yeah.
There's one, when he said, loose the man, he asked the devil, he got to turn us loose.
Yeah.
Oh, I thank God. So you got to believe, you got to stay in the Word. And when you do that, God is going to bless you. All right, so let's see what else is. We're looking at 13 first. So so far, we see we got to trust after we in Jesus. After you hear the word of truth, because it's going to talk about Jesus. And then you got to believe the gospel. Amen. Because that's the power of God into salvation. And then you got, after you do those things, after you hear the gospel, after you believe and come to faith, then look what God does. He said, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise.
Amen.
Look what God is doing, saints. Seal us. All right, let's see what that means. Let's see how that affects us. Seal, God's seal is the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Holy Spirit is God's seal on his people.
Oh, yes.
And what that does for us, that's his claim on us as his own. In other words, when he sealed us, he put a claim on us that we are his children. Amen. He owns us. Ownership.
Amen.
That's what it's the Holy Ghost. Ownership.
Yes.
We're authentic.
Yes.
We're genuine.
Yes.
We're real.
Yes.
When you have the Holy Ghost, because the Holy Ghost is the Spirit of God. And God is the only one that can give us His Spirit. And we need the Spirit of God. All right, so we find out then when God sealed us and the Holy Spirit is the seal, and that means that He owns us. Let's look at verse 14, which is the earnest of our inheritance unto the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of His glory. All right, so God seals us with the Holy Spirit. Now, verse 14 says, which is the earnest of our inheritance. Yes. The earnest is a pledge. In other words, it's a security deposit. Yes. God has put a security deposit on us that He claims us as His own. Amen. Amen. And because God has a claim on us, nobody can have us. Amen. Amen. The devil can't have you anymore. Because God has sealed us and put a claim on us, and He's put a security deposit. Lord, I thank You. All right, so as we look at that security deposit, and, you know, we used to that. You go places, and sometimes you got to put a security deposit down. And that means that they're going to take it off the market. And then we got ready to come here. And once we had made the contract for the building, then the land next door, we had to put a security deposit on it. And the lady will only say, you give me a deposit, I'll take it off the market. God put a security deposit on us, and He's taken us off the market. The devil can't have us anymore. Amen. God owns us. Amen. All right, so the gift of the Spirit is a down payment on our heavenly inheritance. Amen. And Jesus promised that, and He secured it at the cross.
Amen.
It's a deposit, but there's something else coming. Uh-huh. Amen. Amen. Jesus owns us, but there's something else coming, saints. Amen. And so since we have the security deposit, and we've been sealed by the Holy Ghost, listen to this. We are assured of our salvation because the Spirit sealed us.
Amen.
We are assured of it.
Uh-huh.
I don't wonder whether or not I'm going to heaven.
Amen.
When God sealed me with His Holy Ghost. I don't wonder about whether or not I'll see the Lord face in peace, because I've been sealed with the Holy Ghost. And the Scripture remind us that once God saved us, we are no longer our own.
Amen.
We're bought with a price.
Amen.
And we have to glorify God in our body.
Yes.
And in our spirit.
Yes.
Which are His. I belong to God.
Amen.
If you have the Holy Ghost, you belong to God.
Amen.
God owns us.
Amen.
And God claims us as His own.
Amen.
And I'm glad to know that. So we are assured. If you got it, the devil can tell you you're not saved from now until Jesus come back. But it won't make a difference. Because God has put His seal on us. He has placed His Spirit in us. God has given us a new heart. God will, that new heart He gives us is receptive to the Word of God. That heart that God gives us will cause us to do the things that God commands us to do. And with the Holy Ghost, God has given us the power to do it, because the Bible tells me I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. Don't let the devil tell you what you can't do. If God says you can do it, God's going to help you to do it.
Yeah.
And this is something we ought to be rejoicing about. No one can break the seal of God. No one can break. If the Holy Ghost is His seal, And it's the Spirit, and the Holy Ghost is the Spirit of God. And the God is the one that has all power in heaven and earth and beneath the earth. Who can break? Who can cause the Holy Spirit to come out of us? No one can. God saves us and he gives us eternal life. And that seal cannot broken. God said in his word, he would never leave us. He would never forsake us. He would be with us always, even to the end of the world. Nobody. Grandma, grandpa, the bishop, the pope, nobody can break God's seal. And the devil, lying, can't break God's seal. Amen. We are God's children. We are heirs of God. Joint heirs with Jesus Christ. God has granted us the privilege of calling him Abba Father. And when we call on him, he knows who we are because he has put his seal on us. Lord, I thank you for what God has done. The saints have been sealed. The saints have been sealed by God. And God is the one that has the power. Jesus said in his word that we're in the Father's hands and no one can pluck us out of his hand. Nobody can cause you to go back in sin. Because God is the one that keeps you. The Bible says the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. And he leads us in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. God saved us so that we can bring glory to his name. So that we can be a witness in this evil world. That you can live a righteous life when evil is all around us. When the devil's children are acting up like never before. God is with his people. God keeps his people. And we live according to God's word. And sometimes when you stand on the word of God, you got to walk alone with your human friends. But I want you to know you're never alone. Because Jesus lives in us. He's going to take us through. And we're going to have victory. Faith is our victory. The Holy Ghost confirms to us that we belong to God. The Holy Ghost confirms it. See, this is what you need to know without a shadow of a doubt. You're going to be tempted. You're going to be tried. Folks will come against you for no reason. And the devil wants you to think that if you were saved, you wouldn't have this trouble. But I want you to reflect on Jesus. When he lived in a human body in the world, he had trouble. And he tells us that we are to arm ourselves likewise. But the Holy Ghost in us, and this is what we need to know without a shadow of a doubt, that God is in me. But the scripture says that if any man does not have the Spirit of God, he's not of his. Romans 8 and 9. If you don't have God's Spirit, you're not of his. So, look what God has done. He's given us his Spirit. Amen. He's given us the Holy Ghost. Amen. And with that, we know that we are his. Uh-huh. Oh, saints, God is good to us. God has given us proof that we can see and know for ourselves. Because you need to know for yourself whether or not you're saved. Amen. You need to know that all is well with your soul. It says here in Romans 8 and 9 that we're not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. Yeah. If so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Uh-huh. So, you know, you're talking about Jesus is not going to save you. You got to repent of your sins and be born again. Yeah. And you got to get the new heart and the new spirit, the Holy Ghost that God gives you. Yeah. And everyone that he saves, he gives us his Holy Spirit. Amen. But it said, now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. You can talk about your love, Jesus, but you have to be born again. Amen. You got to have that new birth. Yeah. Jesus told Nicodemus, you must be born again. And every one of us in here, we were born naturally, but we needed to be born again. We needed a spiritual birth, and we needed to be born from above. And I thank God that we can be born from above because Jesus went to the cross and paid it all. Amen. so that we could be raised to the newness of life, that we can become God's children, and we can live here in this evil world and yet walk the paths of righteousness, because God guides our thoughts. God guides our footsteps. God helps our mind. God strengthens us when we are weak. God encourages us when the devil is beating us up, because God said he will be with us. And you need to know for assurance that you've been sealed by the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is a gift of God. Romans 6 chapter 23rd verse say, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Pay for sin is death. That's what's going to happen for folks who die in their sins. They got to pay their sin debts. That's why folks need to believe in Jesus. Jesus paid just that. Jesus died on the cross to pay his sin debt. He paid a debt that we owed and we couldn't pay. But Jesus paid our debts on the cross. And I thank God that we don't have to worry about death, because when he saves us, he gives us eternal life. Amen. He is the life giver. So the Holy Ghost is a gift. Also, grace and faith, they are gifts as well. Let's look at Ephesians 2. Ephesians 2nd chapter, verse 8, it says, for by grace are ye saved through faith. Grace, unmerited favor. You are saved through faith. Believe in God. Believe in his word. And that not of yourself. It is a gift of God. Amen. So faith is a gift. Yeah. Amen. God gifts us with faith. Amen. So because we need faith in order to believe the word, to believe in Jesus. Yeah. We need faith, saints. Yeah. And then we surely need God's unmerited favor. Because we were enemies. But yet God loved us so much. Oh, that he did something that mama and daddy wouldn't be willing to do. Yeah. Amen. But he sent his only son here, and his son died on Calvary's cross. Yeah. Well, let me add it. He suffered and died. Yeah. Amen. Because he was in the hands of the enemy. Yeah. But thank God he had victory. On the cross, when the devil thought he had victory, Jesus said, into thy hand I commend my spirit. Amen. So Jesus died, gave up the ghost, and died at his will. Not because of what they were doing to him on the cross. He said, it's finished. The work is done. He completed the assignment that God had given to him. So it's finished. And into God's hand, he commended his commended his spirit, and he gave up the ghost. Amen. Now, isn't that power? Wow. He gave up the ghost. Yeah. Thank God. That shows us we're dealing with an almighty God. Yeah. We're dealing with a Savior that has the power over death and life. He gave up the ghost, and 3 days later, he picked it up again. He came out of that tomb. He came out in victory. Our sin debts had been paid. A way had been made for us so that we wouldn't have to pay our debt. A way had been made so that when we time to leave this world, we will go to home to be with the Lord. Thank God for Jesus. Thank God that he loved us so much. God seals us with his Holy Spirit as a guarantee that we are his forever and shall be saved at the last day. The word of God says we are saved until the day of redemption. Yes. On the day of redemption is when God, Jesus comes back and we'll get our glorified bodies. Amen. Amen. And we'll go away and we will forever be with the Lord. We got to stand on what he said. If we are saved until the day of redemption, it hasn't come yet. Jesus hasn't come back yet. We don't have our glorified body yet. So we are saved until he comes back and get our glorified body. Because we have been, the saints have been sealed by God. And no one can break his seal. Will everyone please stand? God bless you. Perhaps there's someone today you have not been sealed by God. I'm here to let you know that he is yet saving. As long as breath is in your body and the blood is circulating throughout this body, there's hope. And you need to surrender your will. You need to give your life to the Lord. And I guarantee you, that's the best decision you'll ever make in your life. To say that, God, I surrender. Save me. I plead with those who are not saved. Please ask the Lord for salvation. He said if we as humans know how to give good gifts, he knows how to give the Holy Ghost to those who ask. Remember, it's a gift. So please receive the gift that God has for you. And let him seal you with the Holy Ghost. It's about, dear God, our Father, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for your goodness, your kindness, your tender mercy. We thank you, Lord, that you have made a way for us to be sealed with your Holy Ghost and live here as a righteous person in this evil world. We thank you, Lord, that the seal that you've given to us, it cannot be broken by mankind. Thank you, God, for the security that you've given to us. Thank you, Lord, for the blessings that you've given to us in that you've given us everlasting life. Oh, God, we thank you. Thank you, God. We ask you to keep us in your will. Keep us in your word. Keep us looking to you. Keep us with thanksgiving in our hearts. Keep us praising your holy name. And help us, Lord, to live according to your word. Help us to be a light that's in this dark world. And help us, Lord, as we live for you, that someone can see Christ in our lives and realize that there's something missing in their lives, and they need Jesus. Lord, we ask you to save the unsaved. We ask you to touch the minds of those who are here today. Help them to think about their lives. And if they are not saved, help them to cry out for mercy. You say that if we ask for mercy, you would give it to us. And if we ask for the Holy Ghost, you would give it to us. Father, keep us meek and humble. Keep us with our minds stayed on you. And we will forever praise your holy name. Thank God. Amen and amen. God is good. God is so good and kind to the saints. And we thank God for his blessings. And I thank God that we have been sealed. And it's good to know what that seal is. It's the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost is the Spirit of God. Well, we thank God for you. We thank God for your faithfulness. And we want you to continue to keep praising God. Keep your mind on Isaiah 26:3. Thou will keep thee in perfect peace. His mind is stayed on thee because he trusteth in thee. We trust in God. And we know that God loves us. And God has promised he will take care of us. And we know we have the one who has the power to do that. No power is greater than God's power. And he has assured us that nobody can pluck us out of his hands. Oh, we thank God for you. We thank God for all your many blessings. As you can see, the first Sunday is the Sunday that we normally take communion, but we are honoring, recognizing the sacrifice that Jesus has given his life for us. And this is why we are wearing the white and the dark in order to honor the Lord. But you know, the greatest way to honor God is to do what he says, to be obedient to his word. And we do thank God that God is faithful and God will help us in our time of need. Do I have a living witness in here? Say amen.
Amen.
Amen. It's good to belong to the Lord.
Amen.
You know, when we were in the world, the devil had us fooled. We thought that was a wonderful life. But thank God he opened our eyes to help us to see that the better life is living for him. And the best is yet to come. And this is just a foretaste of what we have to look forward to. And oh, what a day that's going to be.
Amen.
And all the saints are gathered around the throne of God, praising God, through with the trouble of this world, no more dealing with the devil and his children.
Yeah.
Amen. No more dealing with sinners. We'll be living for God, and we'll be living forever. God bless you. God bless you. At this time, would you please turn with me to the book of Isaiah, the 53rd chapter, Isaiah 53. And hold that, and let's just have us give the announcements, and then we'll go back to that passage of scripture. God bless you. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you, and again, to our visitor, you're always welcome. We're glad to see visitors. I want you to feel comfortable when you're here. God bless you. Isaiah 53. In the message, I say that our Lord and Savior suffered and died.